Time to talk some Duck football. He was a second-team All-MAC linebacker at Ball State in 1980, the alma mater of former New York Jet safety Schaefer Suggs. You probably know him better as the current defensive coordinator for the University of Oregon. We welcome in Brady Hoke. Coach Hoke, great to finally get a chance to catch up with you. How are you?
We're doing great, Steve. I appreciate it, and it's always good to talk to you, and we're trying to get a lot of work done, as you know.
I'm sure you are. When you hearken back to your days when you were a player in Muncie, Indiana, then you fast forward your time at Michigan, here at Oregon, when you think of things like the facilities that are available, is it kind of astounding for a guy who's been around the game for more than three decades what college football's become?
Well, it really is, and, you know, obviously we're really proud of the facilities that we have here at Oregon, and it's one of those things that at first you're a little awestruck when you come in the building, but at the same time you think back to the locker rooms that you were in and the facilities, the equipment, uniforms, and football's come a long way, and it's fun, and we've got some great kids. Sometimes you feel a little bit like maybe we're too nice in everything that we have.
Now, your resume, obviously well-known. You had a little interesting quirk that while you've been a position coach, an associate coach, a head coach, at the college level, you'd never been a defensive coordinator. So I'm curious, what was so attractive about this gig that you decided to take the offer from Coach Helfrich and move here to Eugene?
Well, you know, a lot of things. Number one, the quality of man that Mark is, and you know, the quality of the people on the staff. I've known most of them for 20 years plus. Coached with John Neal before. Don Pelham and I go way back in recruiting and when we were at Oregon State and then recruiting the same areas. But it's really the people and then the opportunity. You know, I ran the defense at Ball State as a head coach the last 3 years that we were there. But you know, had opportunities at the other two stops to hire Rocky Long and then Greg Madison, who are two really, really great defensive-minded guys. But at the same time, I've always coached a position as a head coach. So being around the kids, coaching technique and fundamentals, you know, the schemes are what they are. But the biggest thing is how hard we need to play on every snap.
We're talking with Brady Hoke. The tendency is to ask offensive coaches about their guys and the other way around on your side of the ball. But you and your guys obviously have to try and stop the Oregon up-tempo spread in practice. Obviously, Dakota Prukop is in the mix to start. From the defensive side, what have been your observations as to the kind of player he might be if he, in fact, ends up leading this entire?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, he's a very intelligent young man. And at the same time, I think he's done a great job in his leadership. I think he's handled, you know, a new football team the right way as he's come in. And I think that's always important. I've been impressed with, you know, there's days that he really just lights it up. And that's been most days, and especially the longer that we've been in spring football. But just how he handles, and, you know, he goes to the next play. If it's a bad play, good play, whatever, he's got a great sense. He's got great energy. I think our players have a lot of respect for him. And then, you know, look, we got our own problems on defense, so but the other two guys – the other two quarterbacks, I think, have also done a nice job.
Now, certainly a major alteration you made was switching schematically 3-4 to 4-3. I'm kind of curious what you watched on film from last year's defense, which, truth be told, really struggled. You know, whether it was the personnel here, talking with your staff, or if it's just the Brady Hoke preferences, what were some of the major reasons that made you decide to make that change?
Well, I've always been more of a 4-3 football coach in either a reduced front one side or the other, or strictly a field defense or an overcall. Coming here, that was one of the things Mark and I talked about, is getting us to be a little more aggressive, a little bit more of a vertical defense, and that's the things that we're trying to work through and trying to teach every day. And, you know, at some days, some drills, we look like we're getting the hang of it. Other days, we're not exactly where we need to be. But playing defense is mental, and it's mental in the attitude that you take to the field. And that's the thing that, for us, you know, the fundamentals and techniques and how you learn and how you concentrate and the consistency that you play with, your effort to the football. You can have bad fundamentals on a play, but if you got great effort, you can make up for it. Being aggressive and trying to create negative plays from a defensive standpoint.
Coach, during your time at Michigan, your defense averaged about 65 snaps a game. Obviously, here at Oregon, with the up-tempo, can get to around 80. So as far as, you know, maybe expanding the rotation, pure numbers, what do you think kind of unique challenge that will be for you to work in concert with this style of offense?
Well, I think the one thing that that we've done is Coach Helfrich has done a really good job of giving us a little bit of extra time for the individual part, you know, the drills, the things that are every day you have to do, and that's really been good for us, especially going from a two-gap scheme to a one-gap scheme up front. And we're a long ways to being what kind of defense we want to be, but I think that has helped us, you know, as far as rotations. I think that's something that we'll settle on more in the fall. These guys have to have a great May. They've got to have a great summer. And the guys who are going to be, you know, highly motivated are the guys that have to play. And you've got to make sure that we're all highly motivated.
We're talking Duck football, defensive coordinator Brady Hoke. We conducted a little survey on our show, and a guy many fans expect to jump maybe to another level, safety Tyree Robinson. He's just crazy athletic. From your talks with his position coach, John Neal, and your personal observations, what kind of spring is he having, and is there any limit on what this young guy could accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, right now, excuse me, he's really trying to work on being a great leader on this defense. And, you know, there's days where you see that leadership, and then there's days that he has to have a little more consistency and understand that every guy has a job to do. He's got a job to do. And I think sometimes he takes it so personal, he's trying to get everybody lined up instead of just getting himself lined up. And that's one of the things that, you know, you've got to understand, you know, this is a new terminology, a new way when you look at just the fundamentals of what each position will consist of to some degree. So he's been great for us. I think it's important to him. Yeah, that's always a great place to start.
Final thought, more general question. The spring game, is it just a finale before you break for summer, kind of a chance for the guys to play before the fans and have some fun, whether you want to make some important evaluations? How do you, as the defensive coordinator, approach this first green versus white game?
Well, number one, you know, we always are going to compete, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for guys who are going to compete no matter if it's no pads and just helmets or if it's a spring game setting. And I think, you know, they ought to be excited because it's game day. You're in the stadium. You'll have, you know, we'll have Duck fans from, I would think, all over who want to take a peek at what's going on. I think our guys understand that, you know, we're going to go out there, and for us, it's a game, but it's at the same time, they'll be in different situations and have different looks, and we'll have different groups playing together.
All righty. Well, belated congrats on the new gig. Welcome to town. You have a great spring and summer. We really appreciate your time. And Coach Hoke, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to catching up once the season gets closer.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy. All right, Coach Brady Hoke.